In terms of the rewarding aspects, there's so many. The people. I can say that being someone who obviously has two parents who moved from Poland and were immigrants here, I can say that I'm very proud to have a Polish background living in Canada. But at the same time, I'm very proud to be Canadian. I think the rewarding aspects of spending the past month in Poland would have been meeting a lot of interesting people, having an opportunity to see various museums firsthand. The food was delicious. I had some of the best Polish cheesecake I've ever had. The culture overall is very rich, and the economy in Poland has significantly improved. I think oftentimes people assume that things don't change in a short period of time. My grandma has been going to Poland every year, and prior to going to Poland, I looked at various albums that she has in our home. And I can say that I was very excited to go to Poland because the Poland that I knew before going to Poland consisted of family albums, documentaries, movies, things that I'd Google, stuff that I'd see on YouTube. But it's completely different actually going to Poland and being there physically. Krakow, Rynek w Krakowie, definitely has a charm. There's a beauty behind Rynek, and it's a place where I suggest everyone goes if they ever have the privilege of going to Krakow. As I can say that I felt, as someone with a Polish background, I felt complete going to Krakow. I felt closer to my background, to my Polish roots, and that's something that was always important to me and continues to be important to me. Whether it be I'm a part of a chamber, whether it be I'm a part of a congress, or whether it be that I am invited to various diplomatic events where it's a celebration of Polish heritage. For me, the most important thing was to be in Poland and to have that privilege and to have that exposure to the culture firsthand.
Thank you for that detailed response. Magdalena, you did a lot of traveling over the past month, as we just were discussing. Before your travels to Poland, you attended the To Be Secure Forum, which was titled Global Security at Stake, Challenges and Responses. It occurred in Montenegro. In 1 week, you met with the president of Montenegro, the president of Croatia, and the president of Slovenia. You also shook hands, had the chance to meet with the president of Poland at the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center in Mississauga just before you left for Poland. What did it feel like meeting with these presidents, the president of Montenegro, of Croatia, Slovenia, and the president of Poland in the last 4 weeks? You met them all, I guess, in 1 week. How does it feel to meet four presidents in such a small amount of time?
I want to say that it was a complete honor to have the privilege to meet with such distinguished diplomats and individuals who obviously represent their country. Being selected as a participant of the To Be Secure Forum in Montenegro provided me with many opportunities to meet with various diplomats, various government officials, and to also have the chance to take part in the presidential discussion that took place in Montenegro firsthand. I can say that seeing the president of Montenegro, president of Croatia, and the president of Slovenia sitting right across from me, engaging in a presidential discussion about Montenegro becoming the official 29th member of NATO, was an experience that I'll never forget. I'm certain that as time progresses, I'll have many chances to meet with presidents. As someone who plans on pursuing a career in diplomacy, I can see that happening confidently. before going to Poland, it was definitely a highlight to shake hands with the president of Poland, President Duda. And after receiving an invitation to take part in this celebration and to take part in seeing President Duda talk about NATO while in Mississauga, and while having an opportunity to see President Duda talk about the significance and the impact of the relationship between Canada and Poland, was something that very few do have the chance to take part in. I do feel that I was lucky enough to be invited, and as a result of receiving an invitation, I took my grandma, who, you know, was thrilled, and it was her first time meeting the president as well and shaking his hand. So I can say that it's actually funny, because then when we ended up going to Poland, it was a lot of my grandma's friends. They said that, well, we live in Poland, and we've never even, you know, had a chance to watch the president speak live or had a chance to even get close to the president and to shake hands with him. And the one thing that I responded to when I heard that was that, yes, it is an honor to shake hands with a president. Yes, it is an honor to meet four presidents in 1 week. I never thought that I'd have the chance to do that. But I think it's important for people to understand that presidents serve an important purpose. They represent a country, but they're also human beings. They're not on, politically, they are on a level where they have a lot of power and a lot of strength. And obviously, with a lot of conferences and traveling and invitations that they receive, their schedules are oftentimes hectic. But when you meet with various presidents and you get to interact and you get to ask questions and you get to see how certain presidents interact and engage with those who are participants of a forum, with those who came out to see him or her speak, you will soon understand that it's an exciting period to see a president speak live. But I think it's important to understand that those in the world of diplomacy serve the purpose of serving the community, and they serve the purpose of representing their country. So interacting with presidents is one thing, but understanding that they're serving, they're doing their job, they're representing their country, and anyone can have the chance to attend forums and have the chance to receive invitations to watch a president speak live is something that is not unreachable. And to all of those who are listening to this podcast today, if I can say that if you work hard, if you are genuinely interested in diplomacy and in international relations and global affairs, then if you meet with certain diplomats and you show that interest, then you will be given the chance to attend various events. You will be given the chance to interact with various diplomats. And perhaps you will be lucky enough to be invited to watch a few presidents speak live. This is definitely something that I'll never forget. It's something that I'm very thankful for. But at the same time, it's something that I've earned and I've worked hard to get.
Congratulations again on being part of the forum in Montenegro. And of course, being able to meet representatives from a number of countries. While you were at the forum in Montenegro, you received an award from the Canadian Polar Chamber of Commerce of Toronto for youth mentorship and publication in the field of international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy. What did it feel like to receive this award?
Well, to be honest with you, I was attending the To Be Secure Forum in Montenegro. It was an honor to have my mom and my grandma, along with Ted Opitz, Doug Knight, who's the Vice President of the NATO Association of Canada, along with a few close family friends and colleagues, attend this 2016 Excellence Awards Gala to accept the celebration of me receiving the award. My mom accepted on my behalf, and I want to thank her for that. To be honest with you, yeah, it was a great honor to receive the award, but I'm definitely looking forward to working with the Polish Congress as time progresses.
Well, thanks for your response. In terms of the future, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's a really good question, Eric. And I want to say that in 5 years, I see myself working as a diplomat. Obviously, I completed my law degree, so I'd like to use my degree in law one way or another to make a difference. But over the past year, I've had many interviews with various successful diplomats. And after receiving a lot of advice from those diplomats, I've decided that I do want to pursue a career in this field. So 5 years from now, when we do another interview one day, and I'll have you as the interviewer, I hope to be a diplomat. I hope to have the opportunity to travel all over the world, but I would be very proud to represent Poland and to be here in Toronto. That would be my dream job. I see myself having kids and also being married to you.
Thanks for that great response. Would you like to leave any final words for our listeners today?
I just want to finish off by thanking you for doing this interview. And to all of my listeners, I want to thank you immensely for listening to all of my interviews. And thank you for your feedback and your appreciation for the interviews that I've completed, and for all of your appreciation for the interviews that I'm currently completing. I'm very excited to continue with the NATO Association of Canada. However, I am looking forward to moving forward, working towards establishing a career in diplomacy.
Well, thanks for your time and for giving us an insight into what you've been up to in the last month or so, and what you look ahead to doing in the future.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine.